Welcome to another episode of the Live Better podcast, proudly presented by Centric Federal Credit Union. I'm your host, Kelly Green, Senior Vice President of Marketing here at Centric. Today, we're delivering into a subject that's increasingly relevant in our rapidly changing world, the gig economy and side hustles. The gig economy isn't just a buzzword, it's a transformative force in the way we work, earn, and live. Side hustles have become more than just a trend. They're a lifeline for many individuals seeking financial flexibility and opportunities. As always, our mission is to equip you with the information and strategies you need to improve your financial well-being. So, whether you've been a loyal listener or you're joining us for the very first time, prepare to explore the gig economy, its impact on our community, and most importantly, how you can seize the opportunities it offers to enhance your financial journey. Let's get started. So I want to welcome all of our listeners to another episode of Live Better Podcast today. Today, we are joined by Matt Waldrop, who is our Senior Vice President of Business Services. He's here to talk about the pros and cons of side hustles. And before we get started, I want to know, Matt, would you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and what you do here at Centric?
Sure. Well, thank you, Kelly. I really appreciate you having me on today. And yes, so I am Matt Waldrop, SVP for Business Services here at Centric. I just celebrated my second year with the credit
union. Congrats.
It's a wonderful place to be. You can wholly believe that, yes, we do want to be the best place that our members have ever banked in the best place our people have ever worked.
So true.
It's wonderful. And I am a North Carolinian originally, but I married a girl from Shreveport, so we compromised and moved to North Louisiana.
And what a compromise that was.
I know. Well, we are just so grateful to be here. And so, I serve as our SVP for Business Services. And primarily my role is leading our team of business lenders and treasury management professionals and our team that really just helps everything, helps our members with everything soup to nuts as far as business services are concerned. Anything from a sole proprietor who is just getting out on their journey, started on their journey, and all the way up to large-scale manufacturers here in our area that have a wide range of needs. So we've got a very diverse membership here at Centric as far as businesses is concerned. And so we just work to meet those needs and meet those members where they are.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And one of the things I love so much about you and your team, you guys always share with us as far as what businesses are entrusting us with their finances so that we in turn can really say, hey, we want to support them with our own dollars. That's important to us, and we want to do that. And so when I say gig, I think I have to say G-I-G, okay, the gig economy and side hustles, because when we were coming up, this is something, we didn't really hear a whole lot about. And I think more so now, since the pandemic, side hustles are a thing. And a lot of people rely on that side income, So tell us a little bit about, some of the experiences that you've had with some of maybe our clients or even friends with more of the more prominent or popular side hustles or gig jobs that maybe folks are exploring nowadays.
Well, it's so interesting. And, I talked about, not being from the area originally and moving here and, a little bit of a different culture, but not all that different, still Southeast. But one of the things that really stuck out to me, and one of the things that I realized as soon as we moved to the area, was there was this entrepreneurial spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's something that has really always been, especially in our area where our members, live and work. But really that really dovetails into where we are as a society and in our country, when we were growing up, it was, you got a job at Graphic, you got a job with a large company, you did your 20, 30, 40.
That's right.
You retired and, that's been completely turned on its head in the last 20, 30 years.
Oh, for sure.
But really what I like about that is it gives people the freedom and the flexibility to kind of take their destiny into their own hands.
Yeah.
And, there are so many resources and things out there today to help people with that. But really, it allows individuals to get out there and really do as much or as little as they want to.
Yeah.
And, It's been so great, you know, as a couple of examples here within our membership. You know, we've got a gentleman that is, you know, his entire career, he's been a lineman for a large utility company.
Yeah.
Earns a great living, does very well for him, you know, for himself and his family, and has been really diligent in how he handles his stuff. But he, you know, he decided that he wanted to have a little something on the side for some quote unquote play money.
Yeah.
And was able to build up a pressure washing business where he's able to go out and help companies with cleaning up around their businesses.
Yes.
Or people at their homes, and you know, pressure washing homes, businesses, parking lots, and is even looking at getting into where he can do the striping in parking lots. You know,
and just green.
Understanding that there was a need in that in the community, and then just building those relationships with those those other business owners. You know, that is so much about. You know, this local economy, and folks are so good about dealing locally.
Yes. And that's, we want to do that. I agree with you. I see that so much. It's so wild when folks actually have a specific talent and they think, oh, this may just be an extra craft or something I just do on the side. But, you know, we've got some friends too that maybe during the holidays, they make wreaths, they paint, they teach, you know, even giving, lessons, even for pianos, you know, speaking, anything, homework lessons, you know, just anything. And it's amazing to me, just the extra money. But the other side of it too, they're also from an economic standpoint, which I think we can probably attribute to some issues with inflation as to why people are seeking other areas. But I think also too, is that people are also identifying their talents, mm-hmm. but they're getting some sort of joy out of that, you know, and they're seeing that, man, yeah, I can work at 8 to 5. But I also think about, what are some other alternatives? Do I really want to do that 8 to 5 Monday through Friday? You know, or do I want to work shift work? Do I want to do that? And so I think what you mentioned earlier is talking about the flexibility with these different opportunities. That's what people are looking for. I mean, when they're thinking these side hustles, they're like, okay, I want to work on my own time.
Sure.
There's the value of life is really important. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, a lot of times I think we've probably all run the whole pandemic thing into the ground, essentially. But you think about that time, we really just kind of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
We paused.
We did.
For a little while. And there were so many things that people really thought about during that time, and they're able to see, you know, with their families. And I know everyone's experience of the pandemic was entirely different, you know, and everyone was, it was very unique, right? But for some folks, you know, I think it was a moment for people to realize, say, hey, our life, we're not promised tomorrow, right? And so, you know, trying to think about what are some things that we can do to ensure we're spending time doing the things we love, the things that we enjoy. And I think that's probably where we've seen the greatest jump or maybe spike in things like home delivery, different services and things of that nature people are willing to pay for if it gives them returns the value of time, right? So I don't know. I mean, do you agree with that, or you think there's some truth there?
I think so. And you know, I really, you know, one of the things that we talk about are, you know, I like to think of them. If you're going to have a side hustle,
yeah,
you know, or if you are going to be kind of a full fledged member of the gig economy,
yeah,
you got to look at those opportunities. And you've got to look at the challenges.
Yep.
You know, and that's when we have members coming in and are talking about this,
mm-hmm.
You know, we see it a lot. We see a lot of our members coming in, and they are in the very beginnings of this journey.
Yeah.
And really, you know, while we, you know, really we see it as our duty to link them up with every resource
mm-hmm.
that's out there, if it's something internally that we have, or if it's a trusted partner that we have
yeah.
that we can refer to. And so, you know, we really want to, when we've got that member that comes in that has worked at the mill for 20 years
mm-hmm.
and they're saying, but you know, I've got this passion, this thing that I really care about. And I really want to figure out how to take this from a hobby and turn it into a business. Well, then, you know, that triggers me into, okay, well, let's talk about who you need to talk to. You know,
right.
This is your first step. You know, you're going to establish your deposit relationship here at Centric.
That's right.
We're going to link you up with all your financial resources. But for that other stuff, that you know, the appropriate structure,
yeah.
the right type of filings that you have to make with the government, all of that kind of stuff. Well, you know, thankfully we've got resources here at a society where we can you know, make that referral. I mean, one of our best partners, I think, in the area is the Small Business Development Center
that's on
the campus of ULM. And, you know, for anybody listening or watching that is ready to make that next step, they've identified what their idea is, man, they can schedule a counseling session that doesn't cost them a thing.
That's right.
With BC and his team. And man, they are just so great. They are so great as far as helping you understand the benefits of an LLC,
yep,
as opposed to operating as a sole proprietor.
Mm-hmm.
Or looking at a different structure altogether, depending on, you know, the idea,
yes,
what it is, you know. But that's such a great resource that helps the member mitigate their risk a little bit.
Let me ask you this too, Matt. We were talking about when they really talk through the different types of accounts or different types of business to really protect that business owner. So they not only would they give you that sort of guidance, but don't they also work hand in hand for a true business plan and helping you get going, understanding really from marketing, set up, the whole nine?
Yeah,
so you can talk a little bit about that.
So there's two things that I immediately, once we've got a member that is ready to start this journey, the first two things that I want to set them up with, obviously getting with the Small Business Development Center, so that they can look at business plans, they can look at the appropriate structure, they can look at all of those things. And then also, you know, a lot of these folks, if it's, you know, let's say it's a snow cone trailer.
Let's say
it's, you know, it's something where you're providing a good or a service. You're also going to need to do what? Well, you've got your Centric account, but if you're out at the farmer's market and you're accepting payment, well, how are you going to accept that payment?
That's right.
Sometimes it's going to be cash. Yeah.
Sure.
We still dealing cash here.
Yeah.
In Louisiana in a bit. And we love that. But you know, in an increasingly digital world, there's also the need for digital payment solutions.
That's right.
And you know, a big part of that is we partner with a company that's based out of the Pacific Northwest, and they're called Total Merchant Concepts, TMC for short. And they are one of our trusted partners, and they help us and they help our members. Essentially, we make that referral, and they are able to get our members set up with payment point of sale systems, where they can accept debit, credit card payments. I mean, you file your articles of organization, you file for the Secretary of State, all of a sudden you're going to be getting stuff from Square, you're going to be getting stuff from which are great products. They are, don't get
sure,
me wrong.
Sure.
But I think, you know, for us, what we try to do is we try to make that process very seamless, and we try to make it as easy on the member as possible
and affordable too.
Affordable, mm-hmm, because we believe in customer service,
right,
member services, but really building relationships with people.
That's important.
And so when we do that, you know, we found a partner in TMC that, mm-hmm, their values align very closely with ours.
Yes,
they want that relationship model. They want to be able to talk to the member on the phone, answer any questions that they have. So yes, it's the point of sale system. It's all the back end payment processing, all that good stuff. But they can even go a couple steps further with what you have from the Small Business Development Center, and they've got additional business coaching,
yes,
available services that they can that our members can utilize to be able to figure out, you know, how they're going to enter into the marketplace,
mm-hmm,
how they're going to compete with their fellow folks here in this area, but then they're also going to find ways to start, you know, to, I mean, everything, you know, last time we visited about business services, we talked about scalability.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so, you know, sometimes it's going to be just a short time gig. Sometimes it's going to be something that you're going to do on the side.
Yeah.
Just taking your hobby and you want to turn that into some extra income for the holidays.
Yeah, seasonal something. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But, you know, but I'll say, you know, for those that want to take that hobby and turn it into a full time job,
it's possible, isn't it? Yeah,
it is possible. And, you know, we've got a member like that.
Yeah.
I actually had texted with him and, asked if I could talk about his journey.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a guy over based in Ruston, Mr. Brent Causey with Delta Broadband.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, he does direct wireless, broadband services for those that live out in, more rural areas, right, that don't have access to reliable, landline internet. And, you know, this was a guy that worked for a very prominent company in Ruston, was doing IT for them, and just had a passion for technology, for internet. And, you know, he built this up on his own. You know, he identified, wow, kind of a niche in the market and a need.
That's so interesting, Matt, because that's really and truly, we try to look, you know, for our members and where maybe they don't have the resources. They don't have, you know, they don't understand, know exactly how to really manage their finances, and they're looking for a way to really help them live better. Same way with this gentleman.
Right.
Right. He saw in the rural communities there's a disconnect.
Exactly.
I love this.
And, you know, the great part about that is he was able to take that and, you know, we worked with him and ultimately he was able to embark out on his own. And now, you know, yeah, Broadband is, you know, that's Brent's company, and he goes out on a daily basis and he helps these folks in rural areas with reliable internet. And
it's so amazing though. I love that. I love that.
It's a wonderful, it's a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, and so he's been able to do that. And so what has he been able to do? Well, that's allowed him to diversify and do some other projects that he's really interested in, so we're just grateful to have him as a business member.
No kidding. Yeah.
You know, it's one of our success stories that we just love to talk about. You know, our members that go out there and do well, and gain in knowledge and gain in skills,
and you give that back, right? I mean, you have a thought and you've got a talent, and how can you in turn turn that into something that was once a side hustle? You were a gig worker, so to speak, but yeah, you think about how that's completely transformed probably not only the communities, but even his own family too, personally. So I love that. There's some things I want to make sure that we go over and that our listeners and viewers do not miss. But yeah, of course, we have any and all products and services that anyone that this is a side hustle, temporary, seasonal business that you have, we have free checking accounts that they can actually utilize and manage their funds. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, we also work with SBDC, which is located at ULM's campus. So that's the University of Louisiana at Monroe. You know, us out-of-towners, they would think we would get that wrong, wouldn't they? But and by out-of-towners, I want to also mention, too, you know, I'm not from this area either. I've been here for about 17 years now. So it's so funny that we're coming and working here. Why that small town, the way we grew up, why that's so important. And we see that in day in and day out of how we get to serve our members by just working here. And, you know, Matt is and just for all of you guys listening, Matt is my neighbor at the office. We share a little next door space, and we're always popping off ideas to each other because serving our community is something really important to us. So I thank you so much for sharing this and just even mentioning that the accounts that we have that are free, that don't cost anyone anything. And to know even going with SBDC, that's also a free service that folks can go and get their business plan, talk about ways in which to protect their business, but also their personal assets as well. And then the other side of it, too, is once you get going and you think, okay, I need a little capital, I got to figure out what can I do to maybe scale my business. We offer small business loans as well. So those are some really neat things also that we can, you know, talk about. I don't want you guys to miss this. If you've been thinking about this for a while of how I can get things going, you know, I've got this talent, I have this desire, you know, maybe that 8-to-5 or that shift work, you're wanting to take a little bit more ownership of your own time. This is a great opportunity, you know, for you to really say, hey, I might need to take this serious and go talk to an expert like you, Matt. And also Patrick, we've got Victoria in the Ruston market, Kalinda too, and also Erica. So you guys have a huge group of folks that they're just waiting, willing to talk through just these different ideas.
Yeah.
So we love that. We're actually out in all of our markets, but we also allow digital access too. So if you want to call us or video banking, even texting us, those are some ways in which you can get in contact with us. We're not limited. And that's something to really think about, ways that if you've got this idea, what are you waiting for, right? Sure. Let's get this thing going. Well, so just a few things, you know, as well as, you know, we also know that there's risk and so forth that could be involved in that. And I think that's why it's so great. And why we've entrusted partners like SBDC to really educate us. We trust them enough to say, hey, if this were our own business idea, we would seek them first as well. So we encourage you. You know, I've worked with VC and his team for years. I've been at the credit union now almost 12 years, and I have worked with him for that period of time. We've even had some really unique opportunities where we've been able to go on site there and open up accounts when they're getting started. So it's really outstanding. I love it. So definitely if you go and visit with them, give them a call. You can reach them at, I think the ULM website would be a very easy way for you to access and get information about that. Then, of course, you can just contact us too at any time, and we can definitely help, you know, facilitate that conversation. So, Matt, is there anything else that you would like to add today as we're really talking through encouraging people if they have a, gosh, if they've got a desire, a talent, or an idea for them to get going? Anything you want to add?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, for us, we are well aware on our team, yeah, and I think as an organization, that nobody really gets to where they are by themselves.
That's right.
You have to have trusted partners. You have to have a group of people that are going to work, you know, really to help you be as successful as you can be. One of the things that I love about our business services offerings here at Centric is, and it's something that really sets us apart from a lot of our brother, sister financial institutions in the market, mm-hmm, is that because we are cooperative credit, because we are member owned, ultimately we're here to really try to do our very best to act on the, you know, act on behalf of the members.
That's right.
The person that's sitting in front of me is not only a member that's looking to scale their business, they're a business owner.
Yeah.
But guess what? That entity's also an owner in the credit union.
That's right.
And I just love that dynamic, because mm-hmm, it is very different from anything else that's in the marketplace here in North Louisiana.
You got it.
And so when you're talking to me, and when you're talking to any other member of our business services team, what we're looking at is how do we take the best interests of that member owner that's sitting in front mm-hmm of us and the overall membership of the credit union.
Yeah.
How do we mesh those things together to create a win-win?
That's right. That's what it's about.
That's the biggest thing that we try to do here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I encourage our business members to give us a try, to see what that feels like.
Yeah.
And to experience that, where we're going to come at it from a little bit different angle.
That's right.
Than any other institution you're going to go to in our market, because yeah, we are going to, because when you're sitting across from me and you're a member of the credit union, well, who do I answer to?
That's right.
I answer to that member owner.
That's right.
And so, you know, we're always going to do our best to try to do that. And then also be of a benefit to the membership overall, because, mm-hmm, you know, the credit union is here to help all of us.
That's it.
And so we've got to make sure that the credit union is going to be here for another 80 some odd years.
You got that. And that's our goal, isn't it?
That's right.
And we're really and truly, we serve, you know, to be there and to provide that guidance and to say, hey, listen, there are other alternatives that are out there for you. But do you have someone that you can call and contact and say, hey, let's talk about this circumstance. Let's talk about what it is that you want to do. And then let's see it through, right? So there's so many things I don't want us to forget about this, but I just encourage anyone that is really thinking about taking that next step, please help us and contact us. Let us be a part of that journey, because we love it. One of the unique things that we really love to do is to highlight too with our members and their success and their overall story and journey. That is very important to us, you know, to really pay homage, you know, to where it's due, and to share with them, you know, share their story so that other people can be inspired by that as well. So, well, I will say this, you know, this really brings us to the end of our episode, our Live Better podcast. And we genuinely hope that you have found today's conversation about the gig economy and side hustles to be enlightening and valuable. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you today, Matt. Thank you so much. And in the world of personal finance, knowledge is your greatest asset. And at Centric, it remains steadfast partner in that particular journey. So in this episode, if it actually resonated with you, we kindly ask you to show your support. Hit the subscribe button, share this episode with your friends and family, and take a moment to leave us a review. Your input is invaluable in shaping the content that addresses your financial interests and needs. And of course, well, let's stay connected on social media. You can find us on Facebook at Centric FCU and on all other platforms under MyCentric. Stay in the loop regarding the latest financial insights and resources tailored to your unique financial aspirations. Until our next episode, always remember, Centric is by your side as you navigate your financial journey. Thank you for tuning in to the Live Better podcast.